Do you want to play a contest that involves the loser eating Taco Bell?
God, every time you mention this contest, I get more and more excited for it.
We talked recently about Taco Bell and how it's been proven now that their meat is 35% beef. Their beef is 35% beef.
Yeah. That's, mostly just like oats and preservatives.
That's not half.
Yeah.
That's less than half.
Less than half beef.
Is what it says it is. But a lot of people say that we were supposed to know that because it's 49 cents for a taco. So I'm supposed to already know that if it's two tacos for 99 cents, then that's 35% beef. Even though I did not know that. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
None of us knew that.
I love Taco Bell.
You love Taco Bell?
I do.
Right. Well, we're going to change your mind here at the Jason Ellis Show. Congratulations, Taco Bell, and more power to you selling your tacos. And if you like Taco Bell, continue to eat Taco Bell. But we are going to have a contest today that involves tacos, and we're going to take the meat out of it, and we're going to put 100% beef in it. But we're going to put 100. We're actually going to put a beef in it that has also been proven to be a higher grade of beef than Taco Bell beef.
And that's because it's not intended for humans. It's intended for dogs.
For night dogs.
Gross.
It's dog food.
Guess the Mexican after this with Fox Cat. The Jason Ellis Show.
Lightning cracks across a vast horizon, reaching out its hand towards an unsuspecting shore. Seeking only the answers maybe horizons hold.
Say you want to suck your cock.
And I want to suck your cock.
There it is.
That was the song Alone by Parkway Drive.
Parkway Drive. We love Parkway Drive. Foxy
that was
here.
Very good.
He's good at stuff. I don't understand why they're not surprised.
Oh, Red Dragon!
Foxy, you're back.
I'm back.
We love you.
We love you, too.
I've seen photos of you on Twitter of a man boning you, holding you. I've seen a photo of a man holding you upside down.
Oh, you saw that one.
Yeah.
It was like a stand-up 69.
Yes.
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
I did that twice the whole entire time I've been in porn, and I thought that was awesome.
My dog's girlfriend is blown away right now. She has never seen it.
Try it.
You have no idea.
It's a big head rush, but it's fun.
At the Roosevelt, Raw Dog, do you think you've got the shoulders to keep that going?
A couple push-ups, you know.
Remember, her parents are listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, my God.
She's in good hands.
Yeah.
Yep, me and Foxy will take care of her.
Yeah.
We'll help hold her upside down for Raw Dog.
Don't worry about it. Do not worry about a thing. I'm going to protect her from all the deviantness going on.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't stop Foxy. If anybody wants to check out Foxy, it's at Foxy702 on Twitter. 702 would be the area code.
Duh.
Right, you're going to be a smartass.
Die. Hi, everybody on Twitter. I love you guys.
We got a lot of friends on Twitter. You stay up late, huh?
Well, in Vegas, that's just my schedule. I don't start my day till like 2 in the afternoon.
You like sneak back into your house at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
If we're out and about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
The Vegas nightlife, you know? Come out here and then it's like everything changes. I'm up at 8 or 9.
You and me are completely opposite. We would never see each other. We might see each other every now and then when I'm like going to work and you're going home. That's about it.
Hi, bye.
Yeah. Do you eat Taco Bell?
I actually do.
You do?
I love the volcano tacos.
Right. So you get the beef?
Yeah.
Right.
Beef.
Did you know that recently there's been studies and Taco Bell meat is now officially known as 35% beef in all taco meat?
So what's the other? It's like soy, right? Or what?
No, it is not soy.
Well, there's a little soy, but it's just kind of a whole mix of stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely not beef, though.
Like byproducts?
Raccoon balls.
Wow, that's nice. Well, it still tastes good. Some guys' balls don't even taste good.
You've tasted balls? Oh, people can't
whatever
see.
They're putting, whatever they're putting
every
in that
time Foxy
meat,
says something that's kind of a little edgy, she says it at Raw Dog's girlfriend. That was like a direct thing, like, hey, you know what I'm talking about when you're talking about some balls that don't taste good. Am I right? Am I right, sister? It's like she's never tasted bad balls, Foxy. She's new to the game.
Wow. I've never had balls in my mouth.
Never had balls in your mouth?
Never.
Turn the microphone.
I think
you're copying Raw Dog too much.
I think the hotel night is just going to be filled with surprises and she's going to go home corrupted.
So you've never done oral?
Yeah, I have.
But you don't really know what you're doing because you've never had balls there.
I don't really want to elaborate on my oral skills on the radio.
Fair enough.
We'll teach you that, too.
Don't answer anything you don't want to answer.
We'll teach you that, too.
Can our parents turn the fucking radio off? They're ruining my show.
Okay, I'm awesome at oral.
I don't want to hear this.
God. What do you want from me?
I don't even know. I feel like if you guys do it, I might actually be mad at Raw Dog now. I'd be like, did you ditto? Good. Good for you, you fucking cretin.
Oh, my God.
So...
Poor girl, she's like...
Do you eat Taco Bell?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
You both eat Taco Bell?
Yeah. Not a lot, but...
One of you is eating man balls and the other one is not eating man balls.
I have to crave it to go and get it.
Yeah.
But that's like when I'm lazy and I see, I'm like, oh, it's right by my house. So sometimes I'm on the way home, I don't feel like cooking, I'm just like, crunchy tacos. I stop there, grab a few tacos just to hold me over and...
You know what's funny is I don't like Taco Bell. I like a whole lot of fast food, but I'm not a taco. I don't never
eat
taco.
Do you take drugs to make yourself look younger?
No.
You look better. Every time you come here, you look better. And I'm not saying that because I want to get in your pants.
I age gracefully.
You don't use any drugs?
No. I started this new, it's like a face regimen.
Right. That's a leg kick, but you're a girl, so you're lucky.
It's called Obagi, and it's a whole system, and it... Basically, it peeled my face. I'm barely on my second week.
Yeah.
And it smoothed out my face.
Is it like acid?
A lot. It uses Retin A, which is good for fine lines, wrinkles, blemishes, pimples.
I'm getting old, Foxy. Can you help me?
Well, you're doing everything right. You work out. Aren't you guys vegan now?
No. I am when my wife's around. Sometimes I eat cheese and chicken.
Well,
I can't help it.
Protein, you need protein.
I need protein. I like punching things. And I need extra strength to punch through shit. And tofu doesn't fucking cut it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Tofu's good for soups and stuff, but...
I would like to eat a wild animal while it was alive. I feel like that would be the ultimate energy drink, but it wouldn't give me an anxiety attack. But I wouldn't do it because I live
a
here.
A wild animal?
Just buy a cheeseburger. Yeah, but I would like to live in the wild and
they
kill
said
animals.
That they said squirrels have more protein than beef.
Yeah, but they also have herpes what's the
rabies.
Other thing? No, another one where your leg falls off.
Your leg falls off?
Yeah.
Oh, like leprosy?
Yes, they do. Is your phone on, Foxy?
I was on silent, but obviously it's still beeping.
Yeah, well, you better stop that from beeping because next time it's a leg kick. All right, you laugh all you want.
You're laughing at the leg kick.
Hey.
What?
Upside down 69 demon. I'll kick your fucking...
Well, then kick it, okay? Yeah. Kick it.
Kick you in the nuts. Save you the money.
They're tucked away, so they're okay.
I'm willing to bet my foot could find one of them.
I'll bend over for you, you'll see.
So you've got it tucked in right now?
Yeah.
You always have it tucked in?
Always, unless I'm like... At
using
home
it.
In sweats or, you know.
Oh, sometimes your sweats just let it hang.
You have to get comfortable. It's
does it feel good when you pull it out and just have it in your sweats?
It does.
After being in there all day?
It does.
I bet. Kind of like having shoes that don't fit on all day and then taking them off, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I know what it's like to be a tranny. I do. I can relate to trannies.
There's some similarities, you know.
Yeah, there's similarities.
She's off.
I have baby shoulders. It's kind of girly. I don't have big arms. I have, like, little arms.
You have a big head. We don't have big heads.
But big heads is good because you can't knock me out.
Right.
It works good. So far, doing pretty good. Unless everybody I fight hits like a girl.
A girl?
Yeah, girl. You want to play Guess the Mexican?
Okay, let's play this game. Let's see what Taco Bell has in store.
Well, the thing that we've added today, well, I haven't added, Stretch has added, he's been working at it, Chef fucking Lipo's been in his kitchen. You don't know that Stretch had liposuction?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Lipo sculpting.
So, my bad.
Oh, Smart Lipo?
Yeah, Smart Lipo.
Smart Lipo. It's called Smart Lipo?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is it?
I swear.
It's where
the laser one, or are they?
It's less
melt
invasive.
The fat and then they suck it out.
In case you didn't know, Foxy was a man. She is now a girl who has a penis and balls. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you think she was a girl?
Yeah. You're really pretty.
Oh, she is really pretty. So are you.
Thanks.
I know. She's hot. No disrespect, Foxy, but she is destroying you in the chest department right now.
Naturally, yes.
No, they're not natural.
Oh, they're not?
They're not?
No.
Wow.
Why are you bringing that up?
That's hot.
Because she...
You didn't have to. You could have just rolled with it.
Okay. No, they're great.
You have her so nervous. She's like, oh, my God.
There's nothing wrong with boobies.
No.
She's going to pull that cord.
We're going to have a bet one day where the loser has to get boobies on their ass.
Oh, my God.
That'd be hot.
You mean like get a boob installed in my ass?
Yes.
What size are your boobs?
Oh, 34 double D.
Dang.
Wow. They are bigger than mine.
God, dog. Holy shit, man.
He's very selective, I see. Far and away, but he found a hot one, huh?
He really did. That's the thing. I gotta hand it to you, Raw Dog. You haven't just like gone off and gone out with anybody, and tons of people have wanted to go out with you. There's been girls in here, like, I go home with Raw Dog Tony, and like, I'm not into it. And I'm like, why not, dude? And then you're on the internet, and you got a girl, and I'm like...
Well, I wonder why.
That's who I'm
working on this
with.
One.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a good intuition. I got a good sixth sense for that.
You do. You've done well.
How cute.
I know.
I'm going to start blushing.
You should blush. You seem relaxed, Raw Dog. I like your style. You're good right now.
I feel pretty relaxed right now.
Because you're not having them do all kinds of crazy stuff.
No, I'm about to possibly undergo something really disgusting.
Yeah, Chef Lipo whipped up some dog food, Taco Bell.
Some Alpo tacos.
So instead of the beef, it's dog food. So we're going to eat dog food in a taco from Taco Bell.
When you say, do you mean like eat the entire taco?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's going to be a taco. There's going to be a taco heated up in the microwave. Oh. In a microwave that is a shit-infested... It looks like a fucking cave in that microwave. Like, it's never... I just heated my coffee up in it, and I'm kind of weird about drinking the rest of my coffee. And it was in a coffee cup. It didn't touch anything. But that's only the loser.
Right. So as long as I win this contest, that doesn't have to happen.
It's easy, and all you've got to do is guess the Mexican.
The loser eats the taco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever doesn't guess... No. Whoever guessed the least amount of Mexicans in Guess the Mexican... We'll have to eat the taco. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, shit! We don't have an intro.
Yeah, there was no intro. This thing came up last minute.
Right. Well,
okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So are these just audio clips that we're playing? Or?
I'll just bring a voice. What about this one? What about this one? Hello? Hello? Wait, what was that? Fuck, I lost it! Did you hear that one? Wait. What about this one? Fuck, man! There's like a million things inside here. I've got like a bunch of different voices. Wait, give me my fucking microphone! That's what it is. God, I don't even know myself. What's this contest called? Oh, yeah. Arriba! And mucho gracias! And welcome to Guess the Mexican!
Arriba!
I'm your host. What's that dude done?
What's that dude from Chips?
Eric
Estrada. Mucho gracias. I noticed that, Foxy, you are Mexican.
I am.
That's one to me.
I thought you were going to be sick. Yeah, I thought you were.
I'm already on your swing star. That's how you play the game. I'll guess the Mexican.
I thought you were going to be Senior Jacuzzi.
I am Senior Jacuzzi. No, that's who blows me. You know, I'm cheating on my wife, Foxy.
With who?
Senior Jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi or Jacuzzi?
Senior Jacuzzi. Senore Jacuzzi.
Senore.
I'm going to go over here.
Okay. So how does this game work?
I don't know. Stretch, you're in charge.
Okay. It's like our other games. We're going to play a clip. When you guys hear the clip... when you guys hear the clip, then... Yell out your name.
I love the music in the background. The sickest game show music ever.
It's very tense.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I don't want to eat this taco, and this music is really helping me want to not eat this taco. Oh my god, he's gonna eat dog food! Shit, man! What do we do?
Whoever is first yelling out will get the chance to answer. Now, word of warning. They're Mexican by 6 degrees of separation.
I'm gonna
sometimes.
Win. What does I'm gonna that win. Mean?
It means are they Latinos or they're Mexican?
It means they just look Mexican. Like you, raw dog.
No, do
okay.
Some aren't even that.
Raw dogs are Mexican. Or what about by? Oh, they had sex. They're married to a Mexican or something like that.
Yeah, there's some relation. Yeah.
Do Brazilians, Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Just Spanish-speaking Mexican. Okay. Same thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Spanish-speaking Latino.
Yeah, those weird-looking people that speak funny. Any of those bastards.
Are you ready for...
You speak funny.
Some of them are musical clips, and you'll have to name that.
Enrique Iglesias!
Name that tune.
Okay.
He is a Mexican.
So just whoever shouts it out first.
Enrique is a Mexican name, right?
I wouldn't shout out the name. I would shout out your name, and then we'll ask you.
You smell good.
Because you don't want to give the answer out to someone that is.
I smell good.
Smell me. I smell like Benjamin.
Is this cologne?
No.
Or are you guys making out?
We both use the same cologne.
Okay. Oh. Are you ready?
Yeah. You're even prettier close up than from a distance, Foxy.
Thanks.
Number one.
I want some of your acid cream.
Here it goes.
Hey, do you reckon you could turn that down a little bit?
It was a loud. Okay, sorry.
Fucking hell.
Some of them are loud, some are wrong.
Okay, can I guess?
Go ahead.
Gloria Estefan?
No, that is incorrect. Anybody?
Oh, we have to guess who it is.
You gotta guess who it is.
Madonna.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh my, motherfuckers, bend over.
Madonna's not...
Song called Revolver.
She's Mexican. She's got a Mexican kid.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nah.
She bought that Puerto Rican guy.
I never even heard that song. That's not fair. You work on the radio show. You've probably seen all the
What's his name?
We just don't want to eat the dog food.
I am. Who's that dude that she fucked for the long
time? She's fucking...
Who?
She's fucked a lot of people.
Zorro. She fucked Zorro.
Oh, Banderas.
Banderas. Yeah, Banderas is a Mexican.
And she fucked A-Rod. Now she's fucking Jesus, that model.
My name is Antonio Banderas, the Mexican.
And she has a kid with Carlos Leon.
I enjoy Taco Bell.
And she's seen that Brazilian house, right?
Number two, yell it out as soon as you know. Some of these are easy.
Do you remember me? No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me? Oh.
I know. I don't even know what
to do. You answer one question, you are involved in eating the fucking taco.
Just so you know.
No,
don't say
then
anything.
I'm not going to answer it then. I'm not going to answer it.
Okay, keep playing the clip.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
It's short.
Do you remember me? No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh!
Julia Roberts!
Oh, you fucking whore! Foxy, you...
Julia Roberts!
She took the words right out of my mouth!
How's Julia Roberts Mexican? Yep. I'm glad you asked. She was in the Mexican,
she
the
was
movie.
In the Mexican.
Right. Oh, I see.
What gave it away was the music in the background. Because I would have never remembered.
So far in Name That Mexican, the okay. The answers have been Madonna and Julia Roberts.
Hey, it gets Mexican in a minute.
Yo, shit's about to get Mexican.
Number three.
The teacher.
This is a tougher one.
I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, you don't put your hands over somebody's face and mouth when they're conducting an interview.
I have no idea. Why couldn't you pick, like, Cheech and Chong or something?
Anybody else?
Hilton.
George Lopez, you have to get...
Oh, Lopez is too easy.
We're going to call it Nick. Nobody knows?
No, do it again, because I know that comment.
Wait. Okay.
Somebody did that, and then there was a...
I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, you don't put your hands over somebody's face and mouth when they're conducting an interview.
Damn it, what was that interview? I remember it's recent. Damn it.
I
have no idea.
Are you giving a clue?
I'll give you a clue. The person they're referring to that they were pissed at was a beef with Clay Aiken.
Paul Abdul. I don't know.
She's a total Mexican.
Well, I know the other people were Mexican. I'm sure she was associated with the Mexicans.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Jennifer Lopez.
Carlos.
No! Ellis, you want to guess? Everyone's guessed.
Mariah Carey.
No, that was Kelly Ripa, married to a Mexican.
Yeah. But you know what? We should all high five each other.
Even, yeah.
Madonna, Julia Roberts, and Kelly Ripa so far. Just
okay.
So you know.
Just
they're
so
not
you
even
know.
Mexican themselves. Yeah. I thought there were going to be people.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Okay.
Tell me if you know this one.
I'm all thinking of
bastards.
Fucking Sophia Madonna.
To help you kill all these men.
Oh,
Danzig.
What's his name? Danny Trejo.
No.
No.
Do it again.
Ah, you bastards.
You want me to help you kill all these men?
Antonio Banderas?
Oh, Cheech Marin.
Cheech Marin! Raw Dog gets the point!
I was thinking machete, because I knew it was machete, but...
Oh.
Fuck.
I didn't know that one.
You're going to eat a shit
ton. I didn't get to see the machete, so...
Number five. This one's got a little screw-up on it. It's a longer clip than it should be, but get ready.
He kills the bad guys.
We didn't cross the border!
That's Jessica Alba.
Oh, Raw Dog taking the lead. Jessica
I'm
Alba.
I'm listening to the guy.
From
the girl.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
You're going to eat dog food.
Okay, get ready on this one.
That greed, for lack of a better word, is good. And
oh, Michael Douglas.
Oh, you bastard! Oh, fucking Catherine Zeta-Jones, the Mexican. Damn it!
She's
this
not.
Is harder than I
she
thought.
She is so Mexican.
She's from Welsh. Wales, but
I don't give a fuck what you say. She's a Mexican.
She was in Zorro.
Was she eyebrow motherfucker? She was in Zorro. Wow. You know why? Because she's good friends with fucking Benicio del Toro, who is also a Mexican.
All right, number seven.
Oh, hanging in each other.
I hope you lose. I hope you
lose.
I don't know. I guess maybe he don't like cheese.
Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
That
one of the world's most massive Mexican ever, Foxy. Hi, Speedy Gonzalez.
Hey, I grew up watching Speedy Gonzalez, yeah, no, but I didn't watch too many movies to know the other one.
I watched Speedy Gonzalez, too.
Number eight.
That mouse is a Mexican.
George Lopez
is correct.
Yeah.
Alice, you are at 1 point.
They're all the same.
Foxy Raw Dog tied up at 3.
Hey.
By the way, the magic number is 8. Soon as someone hits 8, they're out.
Fuck.
Now we're going into number 9. Ready?
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm the best 101 player. That's right.
You can't really consider that anything, can you?
I know, I didn't.
Want louder?
No, softer.
Let it play louder.
Softer? Oh, it's really loud? All right.
Everybody knows I'm the best one-on-one player.
He's the best one-on-one player. But I still don't know.
Wesley Snipes.
No.
I'm thinking.
How is he Mexican?
No,
I don't know. I'm thinking white man can't jump because of Rosie Perez.
Joanna Man.
No.
Rick Fox is a Mexican.
You are on the right track.
Rick Fox is Mexican as a motherfucker.
He's from like the Bahamas, dude.
Kobe Mexican.
Is it Kobe?
Stockton.
Kobe.
John Stockton.
Kobe.
Kobe's a Mexican.
How's Kobe a Mexican?
He's married to a Mexican. He has Mexican
kids. She's Mexican.
She's Mexican.
Puerto Rican, man.
Same thing.
I don't even watch basketball, so I don't even know what he sounds
me
like.
Right. This one will be hard.
Well, that one was easy. Yo, one-on-one. Oh, it's got to be Kobe Bryant. Fuck, man.
Ready?
You could get the audio of the guy actually talking. Like, that was okay. The one-on-one.
Here we go.
I like Fritos Conchits. I love them, I do. I want Fritos Conchits. I'll get them from you.
I have no clue.
The Mexican Man.
Oh, come on.
Orange whip guy. The dude dresses the bumblebee on Mexican television.
I'm gonna say Cesar Romero.
No, this is a
Cesar Julio Chavez.
Fictional character.
Chespirito, I don't know.
Oh, you motherfucker.
No.
Jennifer Lopez.
No. Listen to what they say one more time. Listen to the
something
clue.
About Fritos. I heard Fritos.
I like Fritos Conchits. I love them, I do. I want Fritos Conchits. I'll get them from you.
Tito's guy. Tito Ortiz.
Come on.
Did Fritos have a mascot?
Yes!
Chester the Cheetah?
The most racist mascot ever, and
Chester
they eventually
the
got rid of it.
Not a Mexican.
Wow, shit. None of the other ones were Mexican.
I did not know Fritos had a mascot, so...
The Frito?
The Frito guy.
Bandito.
Bandito, okay. Yeah.
Shit,
I didn't know that one.
Okay, this one's tough. Listen up.
First night, took three of us, then they came back. and took 9 minutes.
Oh, that's Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, raw dog.
Well, I watched Lost, obviously. Yeah.
That was a good one. Come on!
I don't even watch TV or movies that much.
Okay, this one, extremely hard, very authentic Mexican.
Vicente Fernandez.
Volver, volver.
Wow. I just needed the mariachis and knew who it was.
Damn, that was a Mexican
scene. See, no, that's Mexican. Yeah. That's how the game should be played.
All right. Next one.
Carlos Santana.
Oh! Foxy's now in the tied
Fuck,
up.
Fuck, I'm going to eat a fucking shit taco.
I love music, so that I'm going to do.
Fuck, man. I can't.
He's going to eat dog
food. You can go.
I've been eating hell dog with the fucking earth bar this morning.
You're going to tell us what shit tastes like.
Shit's made of dog food?
Well, you said it looked like shit, so.
Oh.
Here we go.
Put my hands in holy water, and I said, please, God, give me some breath.
That's Salma Hayek.
Wow, raw dog jumps back out.
If I was you, I'd watch out. I'm going to start punching somebody in a minute.
Start cheating.
Roger Huerta.
Two answers available for the next one.
Okay.
The special Cinco de Mayo.
Ben Affleck. Jennifer Lopez.
Arizona.
Edward James almost.
Anybody know that?
I didn't hear it because Jason was just shouting over it.
Oh!
Carmen Electra!
Shut the fuck up.
Gene Simmons!
The special Cinco de Mayo message.
Taco Bell Arizona. Guy! The Taco Mafia guy! Machete guy!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Come back! I knew this bitch Embo some way back!
That was Machete.
Okay.
Or Danny Trejo. This one... is, we'll just see who can guess it.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Green.
John Wayne?
John Wayne, I was going to say that.
Close. Famous guy from that era. Real person, though.
He was a Mexican. An old Mexican.
Not necessarily Mexican.
The Lone Ranger?
6 degrees of separation on the Mexican, remember.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Kevin Bacon.
Green estate in the land of the free.
Ivan Tedesco.
Anybody?
Marlon Brando, I don't know.
I don't
Marlon
know.
Brando is a Mexican? Oh, Marlon? He went out with a lot of Mexicans.
I don't know.
No one knows?
Obviously an old movie, I wouldn't know it.
A Disney, they made Disney movies about this guy.
Mickey Mouse. Donald
Duck. From Pocahontas?
Walt Disney.
No.
Purple Helmet? That's a cartoon?
Pocahontas. Oh. I don't know.
I'm like, Purple Helmet? You watch some sick shit, Foxy.
It's a great Disney cartoon.
Good cartoon, Purple Helmet. Everyone loves Purple Helmet.
Disney movies or cartoons?
Everybody pass it on this? No. Else you need points. Come on.
Tony Trio.
Give us some more clues.
Okay.
The dude who was married to Lucy.
No, Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo.
This is a real life. A real life historical figure was a politician
Pocahontas.
And died in battle. And is a famous guy. They made Disney movies about him. And there was an old time 50s, 1950s, maybe early
60s. Davy Crockett.
Yes!
Woo! Fuck you, Foxy. Oh,
Davy Crockett. Why is he
Davy
Mexican?
Crockett Mexican?
He killed a bunch of Mexicans. He died at the Alamo.
Yeah,
what is that?
That
does not make him Mexican.
The Mexicans killed him.
Damn. Stretch is making some trivia, right?
Ozzy Osbourne's a Mexican because he pissed on the Alamo.
He died at the Alamo. That was a big fight with the Mexicans.
That makes him the enemy of the Mexicans. Hey. He's not a Mexican.
Mexican
but
today.
He's associated with them somehow.
All right. Absolutely. Next one.
It's Mexican affiliation.
Yep.
Okay.
To them, read my lips.
George Bush.
Oh, George Bush, Rod, I got you.
Sorry.
George Bush, by the way, grandfather of Mexicans. One of the Bush boys is married to a Mexican lady, and they have kids, and those kids are very Mexican.
I guess that's close.
But they're still Bushes.
Yeah.
But it's very Mexican.
They're Mexican Bushes.
They look Latin more than they look Caucasian, the children.
Mm.
All right. While we're reaching for straws on Mexicans.
Dave Navarro.
Nobody knows that one?
Oh. Tony Trio.
No.
We're trying to guess the singer or the guitar player?
It's the person.
It's just a person.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, it's an individual.
It's just a guy.
Individual who was solo in that song, later joined a really famous, already famous group.
Michael Jackson.
And then went back solo again.
Terrell Owens.
Fuck. No, I have no clue. Who is that?
The song James is called, whoever yells it out is going to get the point. The Dash. Song is called, I Can't Drive 55.
Crazy Quabba Wabba. Cabba Wabba guy.
You're good. Sammy Hagar.
Hagar. All night. How far off am I? Can I come back?
You are 2 out on Foxy on, and 3 out on Raw Dog.
Come on, make Foxy eat a dog.
How many questions? How many are left?
Oh, boy. There's 2 left. So Ellis needs to get them both. Raw Dog is got the lead, but Foxy can pass you right now.
But I'm not going to lose.
Dun, 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 dun. We'll see.
Yeah, you're 3 out. You're going to beat Ellis. Foxy,
you got to be happy about that.
No, I'm very.
Here we go.
Because you're going to be kissing him after.
Are you ready?
He's going to be holding her upside down.
I think Foxy's going to know this one, too.
Easily mine, Ricky Martin. Fucking cheat. She's got the microphone. Shake your bone. Shake your bone. I know that song. Ricky Martin, I'm taking it. He's gay.
Ricky Martin?
I was quicker.
Are we giving it to Ellis?
No, fuck
yes,
him.
Yes,
we are.
What do you think,
Raw Dog?
You're already out of the woods.
It sounded like nearly simultaneous to me, but I think Jason made
it. Should we make him play rock, paper, scissors for this one point?
He just has a louder voice. Doesn't mean he gets it.
You have the microphone.
You right. Should play rock, paper, scissors for this one point.
Okay.
Just one time.
Oh, you fucking.
Rock. Oh,
Foxy, got it.
Foxy wins. Ellis is screwed. This is it. Last one.
Just for that, I'm going to put the taco between my ass.
You know what? No, that's it. Ellis can't win now. He's out. Because Foxy want one up again. Raw Dog wins. Foxy in second. Ellis loses.
Oh, my God.
And Ricky Martin, by the way, Puerto Rican, but was in the band Menudo, which is a Mexican dish.
And a Mexican group.
Yes. So there you go. The last stock. Anybody? How about this? This one is hard as fuck. We will put 5 points on this last one if someone can get it.
Well, what do we points. Win?
Whoever gets this will win. Ellis can win the
but
game.
But what do we win, though?
If you win not eating a fucking dog food taco. Are you ready?
Either way, we're not
this one
we're out
is
of the game.
Really hard. It's the hardest one. Saved it for last.
Put
not even listening. Fuck all of you.
You can win with this. I'm putting 5 points on
I'll
this one.
In the middle.
Oh. Five points
okay.
on this last
That's
one.
That's how we lost. He was
I gave up. I was
phone.
On Twitter. Whoa. I hate everybody. Okay,
5 points for the last one. Whoever gets this wins the
okay,
shit.
Okay, good, good.
Ready?
Wash
and play!
DC!
No, hold on. Some people are fascinated with killing and crime and murder and death since I was 12, 13 years old.
Anybody?
Dave Mustaine!
Is it one of the Menendez
really
brothers?
Fucking hard. Ronald's on the right track!
Gilbert Godfrey!
No!
Menendez brothers?
Ronald's
well,
on the right track!
You mentioned killing people.
Nick
so.
Diaz!
No. This person is a murderer.
The Nightcrawler! The Night Stalk! The Night Guy! The dog guy! The murderer is the one that don't talk to him! I don't have to know his name, it's the guy! It's the Nightcrawler!
Is he the son of Sam?
I'm reaching to the night!
You're wrong,
they call me the Night! Nightcrawler! Yeah! That guy's name, he talks to dogs, he shot people, he went up to the car and shot him. I'm fucking in the clear, you guys are eating fucking dog food.
Is it Cesar Millan?
This isn't
I'm fucking out of here. Millan, the dog
he didn't even say yes. He didn't even say yes.
I'm trying to think if he thinks it is who it is.
He's the Night Prowler.
No. He's really fucking close.
It's who acted as it, the Night Prowler in the movie. Who is?
John Larroquette?
This is the real guy. That's the real dude talking there.
Sammy, the Sammy Bay, the Sunny Boy, the Night Guy. Fucking hell, man. He lived in the fucking night. I can't remember his name.
He's talking about... Are you talking about the Son of Sam stretch?
No, it's not
okay,
the Son of Sam.
It's not the Son of Sam.
Oh, okay, good. He's close. Oh, then I don't know.
But he's close.
Yeah, all excited
come on,
for nothing.
Come on. Go, you guys can get this.
It's St. Cloud Posse.
This is a real-life murderer.
O.J. Simpson.
Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No one's going to get it?
No, sorry. Wait, another murderer, who's a murderer who eats people. 5 seconds.
I don't know.
He eats Mexicans, who eats Mexicans.
Oh, 3.
The
dolphin.
No.
Where is Richard Ramirez,
the Night Stalker?
I said the Night Stalker.
No, you said the Night Crawler.
He's the Night Crawler.
Who the fuck is Richard Ramirez?
He was a serial killer in Southern California that killed a random. He was a gnarly dude.
Another question.
Nobody got it. So it goes, Raw Dog Foxy Ellis.
Fucking hell, man.
For once he loses. I've never been in a show where he loses.
Give me the fucking taco.
I gotta never. Go eat it.
Fucking eat it fuck. Up. Fucking fuck.
For once, I get to see him do something. Like, he lost the game. I've never seen him lose a game. He always gets out of it. Since I've been here.
Fuck!
After this... Jason Ellis is going to eat some dog food.
Oh, man.
The Jason Ellis Show.
I'm eating dog food, yeah. I'm going to throw up all over the studio, yeah. If my rods are going to come out, now I'm not going to be able to train. Because I eat shit and I can't get some fucking medicine. Fuck this shit, I hate this show. I'm going home. Fuck you. Get this done.
So I think we should just go straight into it. Sitting right in front of you is a taco that's got dog food and tortilla. Oh, he's just putting it straight in his mouth. Digging in! 3 scoops of dog food, flavored of taco seasoning, stretch put in there. All the Taco Bell ingredients except for the dog food. Jason is just shoveling it into his mouth as fast as he can.
It must be good.
He's got an iron face. He's looking completely focused on the taco. Whoa! Big bite!
Ew.
Huge bite of this taco. Just chewing as fast as he can, shoveling it in. He's gonna get it down somehow.
Swallow it.
Remember, this dog food has been labeled not.
There's something hard in there.
There's something hard in there?
His eyeball or something.
Oh, God.
A bone. It's a byproduct.
Gagging a little bit. Remember that this dog food has been labeled not safe for human consumption. So, presumably safe. Jason's grabbing the dog food bag, spitting up a piece, taking the headphones off.
Ew.
Jason, you feeling alright? Jason's rushing into the bathroom.
Oh, man.
He did not look good. I feel bad.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Yeah, now he's...
Throwing up?
He's kneeling down right now.
Shit.
Go videotape him.
Oh, my God.
I can't, because somebody's got to stay. Here, Foxy, you videotape. Wow. God, I feel really bad. If it was me, I would have put way less dog food in there, and I probably would have just ordered to chew it and not swallow it, because I don't know if that's good for you.
That was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, are you having a good time here?
Yes.
Your day visiting the Ellis Show?
Yeah, it's nice.
You're getting your share of spectacle, right?
Yeah, it's a spectacle.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Thank God you did not answer a question, otherwise you might have had to eat dog food.
I knew.
You never know what you're stepping into on this show.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Should we play a song?
I don't know. Should we play a song? I feel like we should give Jason some time to recover from that one.
But we should take care of him.
Okay, I'm going over and I'm going to pull a song. And
I don't know.
Nope. Just wait? Are we getting word from Jason?
Should I ask him?
Ask him real quickly. We can play a song.
He stopped barfing.
Okay.
He stopped. Barfing.
He stopped barfing.
He's washing his face.
He stopped barfing. He's just washing his mouth.
Dude, I'm gagging.
It doesn't smell great in here. Do you agree with that? Do you kind of smell it?
Yeah, it smells gross.
Yeah, it does smell a little bit like dog food. Man.
How awesome of him not to do this in the studio, though. Man.
Yeah. Very thoughtful of Jason not to use the trash bag Stretch gave him and to run to the bathroom and puke so we don't have to watch him puke and hear him puke. Man. As soon as Jason comes back, we got an amazing update of this Charlie Sheen story. In the meantime, want to hear some interesting sex facts? Did you know that?
Oh, you put it down.
Castrated men live an average of 13 years longer than non-castrated men.
Why? Does it say why?
I'm not sure why. I'm guessing it's just because the testosterone maybe, like, slows down their metabolism and makes them die faster.
Oh, my God.
So if I cut my balls off, I could live a much longer and happier life,
yes,
possibly.
Yes, I'll do that. That's a
lot. Did you know that atheists, Jews, and non-Christians are more sexually active than practicing Christians?
I didn't know that.
Who knew?
He's back!
He's back!
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Dude.
He sounded.
I can't believe you did that.
Fuck you, dude.
No, I'm saying I can't believe you pulled off eating the taco. That was impressive.
Ew, but he still has dog food in his throat.
I still have what?
Dog food in your throat.
I do still have dog food in my throat. It was like some weird crunchy bone bit. Wasn't even, like, hurt my tooth to bite on.
That's not, that stuff's not meant for people.
Oh, man.
How's that coffee?
Whatever. Sam! Samantha!
Hello?
Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
Samantha.
What's going on?
Just eating dog food.
Oh.
Speaking of dog food, I noticed that I was talking earlier about people pooing on people. And you say, and you said that it's called, what is it, scat?
Scat.
And so, you know somebody that's done that?
I can't say for sure that I know someone that's... Actually, yes, I can.
Good.
Yes, I can.
You know somebody who has had somebody pay them to poo on them?
Yes.
Where did they poo on them?
I don't know that... it wasn't exactly in the mouth. It was on the chest.
Right. You're talking about the... fucking waffle, the dirty waffle.
Well, I don't think anything was smacked on it after.
He just took a poo on her chest.
I didn't.
No, some
girl.
Yeah. Somebody paid a girl to take a poo on her chest.
Yes.
A guy.
Yes.
He paid her and he took a poo on her chest.
She took a poo on him.
Oh, he paid her to take a poo on him.
Mm-hmm.
He paid her to have her... He... Why?
Girls should always shit on men.
Yeah. It, you know, everybody has a different different fetish.
You've never been involved in that, right?
No. I don't do things like that.
How much do you think it would cost to poo on, to have somebody poo on my chest?
Well, it depends. I mean, I remember talking to the girl about this and being completely shocked that she didn't charge like $10,000, $20,000.
I think if I pay, I would charge way more. If somebody paid me to take a shit on their chest, I'd do that for like $100.
Of course you would.
But only if my wife said it was okay. But for someone to shit on my chest, we're talking six figures.
Yeah, well. I guess so. I mean, I remember being really surprised that it wasn't a lot of money. She did it more for, like, the enjoyment of humiliating the person.
I guess I would let you shit on my chest for, like, $5,000.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
For you can shit on my back for, like, $50.
What, so you just don't want to see it?
I just don't want to... Well, I guess if I...
I think a lot of it is the visual element. Like,
I can call you Samantha,
that.
Correct?
Yes.
If Samantha is going to take a poo, I'm not going to look away. I told you one time...
Pretty girls don't do that.
That's right. In Amsterdam, one time, me and my friends went to a club and we all chipped in and a Mexican lady took a poo on stage in front of us. But I didn't know that was going to happen. Someone just said, hey, give us $20. We're going to see something crazy. And I gave him $20 and then I sat down and all of a sudden a lady just took a poo on the stage.
Ew.
And I was like, oh my God! But I didn't leave.
I wish I could shit on a few guys because they deserve it, not because I am, you know. I'd be like, you motherfucker, take this and shit on them.
Right, so you're saying somebody took, well, I love
because they deserve it.
You're saying if somebody fucks with you up in the club, say I'm going out with you. This is another world where I'm not married. You and me are going out with each other and someone's like, oh, nice fucking girlfriend. She's probably a dude or something like that. And I just go fucking click and he's out. And I'm like, Foxy, fucking handle your business right now.
And I lift my
here skirt, is a dog food taco.
Sit on his face.
Yeah.
And just shit all over
snap
him.
Snap one out on his head.
Is this freaking you out?
I'll even kick my legs back like a dog.
Whoa. Holy shit. Foxy is Wu-Tang.
That's visual.
If there was a sexual maneuver called a dog food taco, what do you think it would be?
Right, that is tough.
I didn't say anything.
Well, if you Google scat, you can get some really disgusting videos.
Isn't that what that two girls in a cup was?
Not so much. Like, a lot of it you'll see are, like, Asian films of girls just getting shit on all over their face and their mouths.
Well, the Asians are so crazy when it comes to sex. Like, they have so many fetishes.
They do?
It's ridiculous.
Maybe that's why Mayhem's into them.
Crazy.
Maybe Mayhem shitting on him.
I mean, they'll do all that stuff.
Do you think he did in your house?
Maybe Mayhem took a shit on three Asians in my living room, and he cleaned it up with lube.
Oh.
You didn't know about that?
No.
I lent my house to a good friend of mine, and I came back, and there was lube and blood and Yeah.
Maybe he got porked.
And he said he had a threesome, a foursome in my living room.
A foursome.
Lube and blood is not
an orgy or group sex.
There was like little Asian lube prints all the way up my stairs, all the way up the steps to my bedroom.
Like your paw prints.
He had sex with, and then there was blood in my bedroom, in my bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
And then my wife was cleaning on her hands and knees, cleaning lube and blood off the living room floor, and she noticed an empty lube bottle underneath the television.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think the most offensive thing to me out of all of it was the Sex and the City 2 vodka bottle that was half empty.
Like a promotional bottle of vodka.
Next to the side of the jacuzzi. So they're like, these pussies didn't even finish their Sex and the City 2 vodka. Like, if you're going to trash the place, at least be completely blacked out, you know?
They finished in your jacuzzi.
You have a very good wife.
I what?
You have a very good wife.
A very good life?
Wife. She's awesome.
How do you know that?
Because she cleaned that. You're still alive. She cleaned that. Mayhem's still alive.
Wait, oh, you know what?
I would have made him clean it.
I didn't do anything. I didn't, but...
Well, it's your friend, indirectly.
Wow, I didn't even think
of
it like
that.
That
she's pretty amazing.
You know what, though? She was the one that decided to be cool with him before me. I was
going
to back her the whole way. I was going to be like, if you don't want to talk to Mayhem ever again, I won't talk to Mayhem ever again either. And then she said, I'm kind of worried about you and Mayhem. I don't think you guys should be enemies for the rest of your lives. And I was like, if you're cool with Mayhem, I would like to be cool with Mayhem, but he's going to need to apologize. And he made a serious, he called personally and apologized to my wife.
Well, my hat's off to her. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she is pretty cool.
She is.
She did some weird shit to me last night. We kind of had a little bit of a porn sex.
Like what? She put her finger in your butt for once?
No, nobody ever does that to me. I don't look like the guy that wants it. I don't think I look like the guy. I think it's a risk-taking move if you're a girl with me and you stick your finger in my ass.
Wow.
You might not get what you want out of that.
Oh, dear.
Wow, shit. We didn't say to clean your asshole out. We just said stick a finger in your ass.
Well, look...
I didn't say, like, you know, just because you put it in a little doesn't mean you're going to fucking throw your whole arm in there.
Don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know me, Foxy. I might actually enjoy ass play. I just don't know because no one's done it.
You definitely would.
Every guy does.
I love how fucking Samantha
she knows. She knows you.
Oh, you
oh, for
definitely
sure.
Want it in the ass.
I know, I know the type, and you're the
yeah,
type.
You have no idea how much you want anal.
She knows what's up.
What? Really, Sam?
Yeah, definitely. Most guys do, and I know that from experience.
But wait a minute. You're saying, judging by, like, knowing me, that I am a guy that would be really into anal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean anal as in you fucking me with a strap on?
Well, you're...
That too.
What?
Preferably.
I'm saying, do you mean fingering my ass, or do you mean banging me?
Either way.
Start with the finger, then bang it.
But how do you...
A little bigger.
What's that?
Once you have a finger and you get used to a finger, you want something a little bigger.
So if I was your boyfriend, eventually in the bedroom you would finger me a little bit, and then I would be receptive to this, and then inevitably down the line you would just be railing me.
I think if you'd enjoyed it, you would want to try something bigger. Most guys.
So Matt, is that what you're saying, Sam? That I would be into that?
Because they're curious. They're like, ooh, if that felt good.
Because I tell you, when I first heard that you could have that a man had a prostate that could be milked, and the girls don't have that, and there's like a gland in there where you can have an orgasm, like, I'm not going to lie, I was very excited about it, and I felt that, because I feel like I've missed my window. I feel like there was a time where you could, a girl could have... Because I remember, like, when I... Because I'm just going to blow your mind. Sorry, I forget your name.
Breyer.
Like Breyer Tuck.
Like the ice cream Breyer.
I think you mean... Do you mean Fryer Tuck?
Yes, I do. Breyer Tuck. Breyer, you don't mind if I call you Tuck from now on, do you? Listen, Tuckovich. One time when I was 17, I went to Amsterdam, and I had sex with an African-American prostitute because... I hadn't done that yet, and I thought that was cool. Turns out that the prostitute that we're speaking about was a man. She had a peepee. And she bent me around and sort of gave me a little bit of a reach-around thing and bent me over. And I was 17 at the time, and I completely went over thinking, wow, this is going to be cool, whatever's going on here. I'm just going to let her take control of it. I just turned, like, when there was something that was poking me, and I was like, I don't really think that that's gonna work, because I've never had anal before, and I didn't think that, a prostitute thumbing me in the ass, because that's what I thought it was gonna be the way that I was gonna be broken in, so I sort of turned around a little bit to say, look, I don't think I'm gonna be into that, and then I noticed that it wasn't her thumb, and I was like, oh, we can't! Oh, I gotta go! Dora, I gotta go! And then everyone was out there waiting like, yeah, Alice! And I was like, woo! You know me! Always fucking trannies in Amsterdam.
I love that.
But if it had been a girlfriend, is what I'm saying, because, you know, I mean, this was a big, scary man, it turned out to be, but if it had been a girlfriend that we were in love with, and she was, like, always trying to put her finger in my bum, and she did it nicely, I could be a guy getting railed with a strap on right now.
Okay. Oh, for sure. My ex used to love it. He didn't even want fingers. Like, I had a full strap on.
Yeah.
That's hot. I think that's really hot.
And you would always bone him with it.
Uh-huh, and And mostly, you know, the best way to take it is on your back.
Right.
Missionary.
It seems so girly for me to be
but
on my back.
You know, your orgasms are so much more intense when you have something up your ass.
Yeah.
Is it?
Trust me.
Suck your
you're just,
when
it's
you're
so
on your
intense.
Back.
You're just like... Oh my God! They're just like pff, explosion, because you know.
Breyer, your face is doing this whole segment. Oh, just
Tuckovich is tripping balls right now.
You know, you should have Andrea give you some head and tickle your butt at the same time. You know, like this, and kind of journey down there and tickle it, and
yeah, you can
spit on her finger and shove it in your ass slowly.
Time.
What was that, Samantha?
You can get fucked and get a blowjob at the same time if you're on your back.
Right. Well,
Samantha.
I'm not wrong. Well, I mean, I've done it.
That's so true.
So maybe it's a bummer you guessed those questions, right? Maybe me and my wife could have done that at the Roosevelt. And I was a little bit of anal.
Oh my God.
For the wing. A little bit of anal for the wing. I know
we're giving raw dogs some ideas over here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, Tuckovich.
Like, don't put anything in
there. Give a finger to man's behind.
Oh
right. Yeah, I'd stay away from
with
that.
With those double D tits, she looks innocent, but I bet you she's wild.
Well, as far as we know, she is not, Foxy, because she's done nothing with Raw Dog at all.
I'm going to...
Not yet.
I'm just going to ask you, please don't put anything in my butt.
Oh, my God. I will, I promise.
A couple cocktails, he won't
she might
even
want to notice how she didn't say the same to you, Raw Dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Brian talks into the anal, apparently. I hope Mommy and Daddy are still listening.
I hope they're
not. I'm joking. We know you're not into anal.
You got to experience with your partner. Have fun.
Yeah, I want to have anal now.
It's great.
I can tell you the reason I don't have anal is because one time I had a girlfriend, and we swapped with my friend. We swapped girls, and we were doing it. And then I guess my girlfriend didn't like him, and she kind of pushed him off. And then I was still going with this other girl, and I was on top of her, and she just came up behind me and shoved her finger in my ass. And I've told the story a million times. It went in, and she had like a fingernail, and it went in.
Ow.
And I've never wanted to punch a girl in the face more than that.
I have like to have
I pulled out and turned around and went, oh, I could kill you right now. Like, what was that? And then we had a huge fight, and we weren't talking to each other. And ever since then, anybody tries to go... In the rectum?
You've had a lot of things close to your butt.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
You got to train it.
Yeah, right. You got to learn how to relax your muscles and get used to the feeling. Because, to be honest, it's not going to feel good the first time.
Is it classes I can go to, Foxy?
It's going to be odd, you know? It's going to be like, whoa, that's a weird feeling.
Go to a class where we just rail each other. What's that, Samantha?
I have a whole blog on it on my website about anal sex and how to do it right.
What is your website?
On AskSamanthaJones.com. It's all about anal.
That's a tagline.
It is. AskSamanthaJones.com. It's all about anal.
The anal queen.
Yeah, there's a blog on there that'll tell you how to do it, to trim your nails beforehand and all sorts of things.
Yeah, the finger.
Well, I have my nails, I have my middle finger shorter than the rest of my nails.
What?
Because if I can't put lube in my own ass, then it's not going to feel good on a guy.
So your nails are trimmed to finger your
my
ass.
Middle finger, because that's the finger I use to put lube in.
Man,
if I scratch myself, then I know I'll tear up a guy's ass. So it has to be short enough. It has to be shorter than all the other ones.
This needs to be a TV show, because Brea, every time Foxy says some more shit about fingering her ass or something or having a penis, Brea is right. You're taken back a little bit.
I'm a little nervous.
You're not used to
the conversation.
Nervous about what? Nervous
just
about
the conversation. Fox? No, I love her nails. They're really pretty.
She's so nervous. Look at her.
No, you know what they say. Like, I don't know if you know this, but trannies are known to just jump on people and start fingering their asses. Yeah. It's not even Foxy's fault. It's sort of
like rabbit. It's like nature. Yeah, you know,
it's like a possession. He wakes up one day and wants to be a woman and start fingering just random women.
Sweet.
Samantha, what is your website one more time?
AskSamanthaJones.com.
Have you ever had sex with somebody upside down? What's the position you were doing, Foxy?
I was a standing at like 69.
Have you ever done a standing up 69?
I don't think I have the upper arm body strength for that.
No. You don't have
to. Well, the guy lifts you, and your coochie is in his face, and you're blowing him.
Yeah, have you done that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Let's go around the room. Brea, have you done that?
No, not at all.
Would you do it?
Do you want to, Brea?
I don't know.
Yeah!
How are you?
Oh, my God.
I have not tried that move before.
I feel sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Throw up some more so we can laugh.
I tried to get it out. I couldn't get it all out. I got like half the taco out.
Ew. It's in your system now.
Stop it.
Ew. It was probably the cheap dog food too. So it wasn't like made with good stuff, you know, like real beef. It was probably like
thank you, Foxy,
hot dogs, you know, like all that.
We can stop talking about
www.ts-foxy.com.
Yeah.
Foxy, you're so cute. I'm looking at you right now.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
They're hogging the internet, so I can't see your blog. But I'll check it. I'll check it when I get home.
I would love to watch you guys, put stuff in each other's asses. It'd be awesome.
How about let us put stuff in your butt?
If my wife's okay with it, you can have at it.
Well,
what about if it's like a glory hole?
How about...
Can I just put my bum in a hole and you guys just go at it? Because I don't want to know who's doing it.
I think Andrea should be on the show and we should teach her how to have fun in bed with you with your butt.
I completely agree, Foxy.
I think that'd be awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Samantha.
See you later.
Bye, Samantha.
There it is, Samantha, who used to be a professional prostitute.
Whee!
Now she's retired. And now she has a website where she tells you how to get it in your holes.
Hot.
Final calls on the Jason Ellis Show, because it's almost the end of the show.
That's right.
This is where we take calls on anything you would like to talk about, except, of course, will Brea do Raw Dog tonight at the Roosevelt?
Will she strap it on or not?
That question is going to ruin. We need them to have their own privacy, their own private lives that they can enjoy.
Oh.
Don't cock block, motherfuckers. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Ellis. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, Foxy. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah. Jason, man, what a warlord, man. Eating that taco the way you did, man. Shit.
He did it kind of sexy, too.
Yeah, I'm sitting here eating a sandwich. I almost threw up on it.
You're so Mexican, Foxy. You can find the sexy in me eating a dog food taco.
Yeah, he was just like,
You know what? It didn't taste that bad, but then as soon as I started eating halfway through it, I got a scent of, like, dog food. And that
he
was,
said you bit, like, something hard. Like,
and then no, but
probably
later,
a bone or something. You know when they shred it? Like, they stick it in a grinder and...
Is there anything else you have to say?
Do you want to hear an update on the Charlie Sheen story? We haven't even gotten to this
yet. Yeah, do it.
Okay. We have basically an informant who has some more details on what was up in Charlie Sheen's most recent 36 hours. Mm. Charlie Sheen had a briefcase full of cocaine delivered to his home. Wow. And was using large amounts of the drugs during a 36-hour span starting Tuesday night. He had several people inside his house, including two porn stars, a business associate, and several other women. After hours of drinking, the person showed up with a designer briefcase that contained multiple bricks, quote-unquote, of cocaine.
Allegedly.
Charlie immediately began doing the drug for several hours and was eventually hospitalized for severe abdominal pain.
Maybe it was a strap-on that went in too far.
Anyway, yeah, 36 hours of partying and drugs.
So he's not getting prostitutes, he's getting porn stars.
Porn stars are just other random women.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you were
he
saying,
has all that money, he's going to party like a rock star.
You were saying you allegedly had a friend who used to party with him, Foxy.
Yeah. Her name was Kayla Cox.
Allegedly.
While she was on Inside Edition and told the story. But she's a big drug user, so
still,
I could imagine that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just got paid a lot of money to do more drugs to make up a story about Charlie.
No, she's a big druggie herself, and I believe it.
There you go. Cody, you've called 866 your mom's house.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I ate a wasp nest once.
Why?
I got paid $20.
Wow, man. It's good to have you on the show.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
Hello, Stoner Will.
Hello, kid. You started off the show so brilliantly today, dude. Positive, positive. Yeah, hello. You're there, man. You got the answer early in life.
Oh, sorry.
He was complimenting you.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit if you're complimenting me. Like, I just started the show, like Will said. I don't need anybody to pat me on the back or try to chop me down. I know who I am. I'm the champ, and I love my life, and I'm very happy to be me. I don't give a fuck what you think. Sorry, Will. Just wanted, it sounded funny to shoot you. I appreciate Will. Nicholas.
Hey.
How's the cock?
Good. I just hopped in
up and down, up and down, in and out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on.
I got one of those poo on a chest stories that I
bet you do, Nicholas.
What's that? Not me, bro. Not me.
Sure. No, no. Another guy. Good friend of yours.
Yeah.
We know too well, Nicholas.
It's allegedly, we were down in San Diego years ago, and this chick got picked up by Sylvester Stallone, and she had, the night before, she came barreling into our place with a bunch of friends, and she was going on and on and on about the whole night, and he had her, he crawled underneath the glass table and had her dropping big growlers on there, and I mean, we were all calling it like it was. It was the early 90s. Like, no way. And for one, it killed every Sly movie for me. But the one-liner she was throwing out has stuck my whole life. She said the whole time he was saying, cup the ball, stroke the shaft, call me Sly. And I swear, dude, it was like she couldn't stop talking about how creepy the guy was. But anyway, it's allegedly.
Who believes that story?
I don't think I believe that.
Me neither.
Yeah. Mm.
I know some skateboard friends back in the day that used to, they did that to each other. The two guys, one guy went under the table and the other guy took a shit on top of the glass table.
We're all quiet, really.
Okay.
Yeah. I should say their names on the radio. They were pranksters, though. Crazy kids.
Right, it's just you're having fun.
You know how it is,
right.
Shitting on each other?
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yo, Alex.
What up?
Good, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, so, have you ever heard of this race Pikes Peak before, bro?
Pikes Peak?
Yeah, it's this epic mountain up in Colorado.
Yeah.
We race moto, cars, bikes, trucks, everything up. It's like 12 and a half miles, all twisty courses. It's like a 9,000-foot elevation change from the start to finish.
Yep.
No guardrails, anything, dude. You gotta check it out. I think you'd be totally into it.
No. Hello, Chad.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey. I can't believe you made that shit. What the hell are you thinking?
I'm thinking that if you're in the car listening to it, that it might have been funny. Even though it probably wasn't even that funny, but a game's a game and I lost and that's the deal.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
If it makes you feel any better, I actually feel really sick and terrible right now.
Well, that's what makes it funny, right?
Right. I'm going to throw up again.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to tell you, good job. I like your show. I used to listen to Bubba all the time, but boy, I switched over to you real fast.
Yeah, well, that happens from time to time.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. Hey, it's Toronto. Good luck tonight. Hope you have a good time.
Say no more.
No more.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, how do you feel about bigger penises in your mouth now? Cash.
Hey, Ellis.
What up, Cash?
Man? Hey, man. Hey, I just wanted to say, great show today. You guys are doing awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We're really trying, so thank you.
And also, I only work about 6 months out of the year because my job is seasonal. Mm. And so during the winter, I just sit on my ass and do hardly nothing. But you've inspired me to get up, and I go to the gym every morning now, and I've dropped about 20 pounds in 3.5 weeks.
Right. Well, keep it going, man. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, man.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, congratulations.
Someone's telling me on Twitter that Jim Norton has chicks take dumps and pee on him.
I said that, but I didn't want to say anything just because... I don't know what Jim Norton does.
We don't... Well, he said that, though.
Did Jim Norton say that?
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Well, who else is saying that?
I don't know, baby.
Why would we listen to anybody else who says that a random person takes shits on people? Wait a minute, but he's saying that he poos on them.
He does?
Is that what is someone on Twitter
said? Or that they poo on him. No, that they poo on him.
Right, so he's been on the Opie and Anthony show saying that he enjoys when girls poo on him?
I guess.
He should get a paid for website. Foxy, has that ever happened to you?
No.
No one's ever asked?
They've asked, but I wouldn't do that.
Are you lying?
No, I wouldn't.
No. You wouldn't
poo
on him?
That's just not
me,
no.
Yeah, fair enough. Jeff. Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Love the show, man. Hey, my wife and I, we've been married for about 10 years, and a couple of years after we got married, she slipped a finger up my ass one night, and to this day, man, she owns a strap-on, and, you know.
I love it. That's so hot.
So hang on a minute. So one night she's fingering you while she's blowing you, or how does this, where did the finger come from?
Actually, I was on top and had her legs and was fucking her, and she reached around and slipped a finger in.
When we're talking about fingering each other's bumholes, can we not say fucking and stuff? We're too graphic as it is, so let's pull back on the fucking, and I'll just say, you know what I mean, you were having sexual relations, and then she put a finger in your bum or something, okay?
Yeah. I'll
so she put a finger in your bum, and then how far did the finger go in the bum that night?
Just a little bit. I mean, maybe, you know, half inch, an inch, but...
And then it progressed.
Yeah.
And then it progressed to the point where your bum got used to it, and then she was finger blasting you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then from finger blasting, you had a conversation in the middle of the day about purchasing a strap-on.
Yeah, well, I mean, she had a dildo, you know, but, it, you know, it wasn't a strap-on or nothing, but we ended up getting one later.
Right,
yeah,
so so it went from finger blasting to her dildo in your bum. And were you just lying there and she would rail you with this, or was this you're having sex with her at the same time?
Well, no, actually the first time that she wanted to use the dildo, she asked me to get on my knees.
Nice.
Foxy's so into it. So you were on your knees and then she gave you a good going over with the vibrator, with the dildo.
Yeah.
And it felt good.
First time.
And it was?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
It's good when guys submit sometimes, you know?
It felt good the first time?
Yeah.
You know, when you're into it, you're going to enjoy it because you're excited and you're just like, oh my God, wow, it's different.
I think it's just a frame of mind thing.
So what, I'm anal about anal?
You're cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I think everybody would enjoy it.
Everyone does.
You just got to do it right.
What do you think about this, Briar Tuck?
I don't really know what to think about this.
You had no idea that we're all into anal. I didn't know we're all into anal.
That's like the new end thing. Everyone loves anal.
So now
it's trendy.
It's like Park Drive.
Parkway Drive.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Parkway Drive and anal. Wouldn't be surprised if a couple of Parkway Drive guys are into anal. Oh! I'm kidding. I'm sure they're
fine. I don't care.
So now you have sex with your wife, and sometimes she has sex with you.
Yeah.
So, sometimes you will get on all fours, and your wife will plow it away.
Sometimes. You know, I mean, she gets hers, too, and everything.
Will you finish in this thing?
What's that?
Will you finish from her doing you like that?
Yeah. I mean, she's got to help me out. So
reach around.
You know. Yeah.
She's reach around plowing you in the bum, and you finish.
Yeah, sometimes.
I love watching guys come when they're getting plowed, you know? It's hot.
I've never seen it.
Because, I know that the orgasm's going to be that intense, and just to see them just shoot that extra, like, bam, that big old first shot is just hot because you know it feels good.
You're making me horny right now, Foxy, I can tell you that.
And then, you know, after a while, after you're having your orgasm and whatever you have up your butt,
yeah,
it's still there, it kind of is like, okay, now you need to take it out. So you just kind of ease it out a little, and you're just like, whoa, you know, like your orgasm, you just need to try it.
Wow. All right, thanks for the call, dude.
Yeah, man.
You think that guy's gay that just called in?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think so. I don't think he's gay.
I think he's just
Brian, do you think he's
open.
Gay?
I think he's just a freak.
Yeah. You think he's a freak?
Yeah.
Everyone has a little inner freak in them.
Yeah, just like
do you think he's more of a freak, him for that, or for me for having a black tranny?
Him for that, I think.
Right,
because you didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. But what about if I was into black trannies?
That's fine. To each their own, I guess.
Right. I like you, Brian.
Thanks.
You're an open-minded woman.
I try to be.
David.
What up, Wing?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Rod, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
Not much. When you meet Brian's mom, are you going to dump in her fish tank?
What?
No.
When you what?
Absolutely. If I meet Breyer's mom, am I going to take a shit in her fish tank? No, I'm not.
Good question, though. It was on the tip of my tongue.
We don't have any fish tanks, thank God.
Jim. Jim. You blew it, Jim. Shiloh.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I just took my first boxing class ever, and it was inspired by you.
You're a girl, and your name's Shiloh?
Yes.
I love your name.
I think Shiloh's a girl's name.
Thank you.
It's an awesome name. So you just started, you did your first boxing class today?
Yeah, I signed up at an MMA gym.
Yeah.
And I took a boxing conditioning class, and it was so gnarly, and I loved it, and I had a blast.
Did anybody hold pads for you?
Did anyone hold the bag? Yeah. Well, we did, like, single stuff, and then we paired off, and there was all kinds of, like, other stuff included, like...
No, but did anyone hold mitts for you? Like, hold pads, and they tell you which hand to hit and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Because my boxing trainer says that girls are always faster learners because guys have, like, a thing where they think that they're supposed to hit hard because they're men or whatever, so they overthink it. Because boxing's right. Like, there's a science to it. You just using brute force is not actually, especially if you've never had any fighting experience, it's not actually the way it works. Just trying to power through it, and women always do better off the bat. He always says that. So, you're off to a good start.
The instructor was actually really impressed with me, which I took as a huge compliment. I have a lot of, like, rage, so I think that worked to my advantage.
A lot of what?
Rage.
Rage?
Right, good.
Should release that.
But also, if I know that, like, a professional is watching me, I'm not going to give up. And I mean, I'll drop dead before I give up because I don't want to look like a punk. So,
yeah.
You know, it was really fun. I mean, I've done circuit training for years, so I think I have a built-up, you know, stamina.
Yeah.
I've never boxed. But just from you talking about doing boxing and jiu-jitsu and all of that, I signed up at an MMA gym, and I'm going to do boxing. I'm going to try jiu-jitsu, and it's fun.
Yeah. Well, keep going, all right?
I wanted to say thank you for inspiring me, and... I love your show.
I love you. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.
I like her.
So inspirational. How cute.
VIP line.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
Wade, have you ever had anal, Wade?
No.
Right. Well, you don't knock it until you've tried, Wade.
That's what I hear.
Right.
I just wanted to say congrats to Briar and Ronald for making a little connection there. It's pretty cool.
Thanks. Aww.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
No, they look so cute. You should see them.
You guys do look like a cute couple.
Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Like a cute teenage couple.
Thank you, Wade, for calling in and not saying anything about Raw Dog getting laid, getting to pussy. Hey, Raw Dog, you gonna get to pussy? Because I can't believe this, that no one's done that. I really, a shout-out to all the fans that have called and not been mindless morons. Just,
yeah, keeping it together. Good job.
Even though Stretch did let a couple through, but I hung up on him. Eric.
No, it's Derek, but, yeah, I wanted to comment. My girlfriend broke up with me because I wouldn't take anal.
Well, you're no fan.
Yeah,
I would have gave up, too.
I'm giving up on you right now.
I'm just joking.
No, I'm not. You don't say no. I said it to my wife the other day, and she wasn't really that happy about it, but I was like, we were talking about something. If she wanted to do something that I wasn't into, I would just do it.
You just have to experiment, and it's better when you're comfortable with someone because, you know, you're with the person you love or care about, and you guys should be experimenting new things. You're supposed to keep the marriage, the love, the relationship exciting. Try new things, you know.
I'm going to get anal dressed as a girl when I'm 55.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have rouge on and shit.
If it's good enough for Kelsey Grammer.
Little to the left, Andrea. There you go.
not even trying to sound like a girl.
I think I'm coming. I'm 55. I'm weather beaten.
Right.
Come on. Can you imagine me still here, 55? I enjoy anal and dressing like a woman.
Oh my God.
I'm going to come, babe. God, I'm going to be gross when I'm 55.
You're going to be a big cross-dresser.
I am going to be a massive cross-dresser.
You're going to be going out with me to the club. Come on.
My granddaddy was.
Yeah?
Yeah. He retired from the cross-dressing game.
So it runs in the blood. So that
it's in the blood.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll give you a call, Foxy, and we'll hit the club.
We'll go out.
Yeah, my name's Cheryl. How's it going?
I'll be like,
I enjoy anal.
We're going to run a gangbang on you and be like, we'll break them in.
Hey, Foxy, when are you going to run this gangbang? I got to get home to the kids.
Have to pick them up from school.
I got to get to work in the morning. Calvin.
Hey, Ellis.
Calvin, do you enjoy anal?
No, I gotta be honest. I've never tried it, so I don't enjoy it.
Right.
But
try it.
You, on the other hand, you're thinking about it, aren't you?
He is. I can tell.
He's curious. He's thinking about it, man. He's thinking about it later tonight when he's tired.
I can see it on his face. He is.
Yeah, I'm into getting off, man. And if word on the street is that you can get off extra that way, then go
come here.
Ahead.
Here's a marker. Why don't you bend over?
So you can't do that.
Who said?
I just wouldn't let that go in there. That's my problem. I don't think I can do it. I want to do it, but I can't. I don't like it going in there. It feels weird.
Take a shot of Patron.
I think my dad scarred me with too many I'm a man stories for me to, like, be in that position.
Wow.
Listen, I got one other question.
Do you hit the dick on the face?
I'm up.
Yeah, what's your other question, Calvin?
So, like, earlier in the week, there was that dude that had the Asian girlfriend that was all offended.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to jump on the offended bandwagon. I'm from Canada. I'm trying to figure out what Lucky Charms and fucking Pots of Gold got to do with Canada.
I didn't know that Lucky Charms had anything to do with Canada. I thought Lucky Charms were for people from Boston.
No, whenever someone calls up, you play this little tune and you make this little sound and your voice sounds like an Irishman or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Well, maybe I'm not listening to it properly. Anyways, you guys...
We weren't making
If you're a Canadian, yeah. I speak Canadian. It's like, it goes like... Oh! Oh, hello, I'm from Canada! Oh, hello! Hey, do it as a kid! Tell you a little bit about your lucky charms.
They're pretty much what Canadian people sound like.
Oh, Jason, I heard you've been picking on me from Canada! Oh! I don't appreciate it!
Go Maple Leafs.
Go Maple Leafs. Why the Canucks. Yeah. I love the Canucks.
I want to dance the river dance.
You're so lucky you're gay. Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, Foxy, how you doing?
Very good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ellis, I love the show. Raw Dog.
Hey.
I'm happy for you. Hopefully you and your friend have a blast. And hopefully everything works out for you. You deserve a good woman. And, you know, a woman deserves you, Raw Dog. So keep it up. Y'all have a blast.
I agree. You're the best. All right.
If I would have read my Twitter. Hi, Paul. He was giving me the answers. and I would have won like every single answer, every single question.
Well, it's
question.
Good thing you weren't cheating then.
Wow, they made me turn off my phone.
You guys should play this song of the Roosevelt.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
Oh God.
Brandon.
What's going on, mate?
Yeah.
Hey, I heard the other day you were saying that you were going to take off the Party Girl rate, so I just want to tell you, I thought that was the funniest damn thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know what's really funny is when your cock is in my back of my throat and makes me giggle on your balls. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, and one other thing, I know you were talking about the dog food thing, and just to let you know, I went in the other day to this dog food store, this guy was telling me about how they rate dog food, and they were saying that when they process the meat, they rank them in how much roadkill and other crap is in it. So the dog food you buy in the store is pretty brutal if that's what you're eating.
Right on, man.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You're going to be all right.
I know I'm going to be all right. I'm part Mexican. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
How you doing, Ellis? Shout out from Sound Obsessions here in Lloydminster, Alberta.
What the fucking
shout out?
Did you understand a fucking thing he just said right there? Oh, I just heard Jason. Oh, Jason! Fucking hell, man! Fucking hell, man, you're in another planet out there. Holy shit, you beady-eyed motherfucker. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, is a raw dog going to smash her into your box?
Oh, my God.
It's a great question. I hung up on it.
I'm going to leave that for Mayhem.
Yeah, the blind man. You're going to leave Mayhem to answer that?
No, I'm going to let... What?
Quack. I know what you're trying to say. You don't want Mayhem to eat her box.
No, I don't. That's not what I said.
No, I know. Sounded like that. You stutter stepped a little bit. You're intimidating. A lot of pressure. It's okay. Just let it go.
Stand ground.
Just remember to hoist her upside down.
Oh, my God.
Make her do a handstand against the wall.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Did you say, oh, my Lord?
Man, oh, Lordy.
You're not getting any this weekend. Oh, my Lord. Somebody who says, oh, my Lord, is not going to do anything.
She's going to be filling my soul.
You're safe as houses. She's like the female Ryan Dungey.
I'm not a prude.
You are a prude.
I'm not.
I know. It's okay. Prove it.
I'm just not a dirty girl.
Right, well, good. Don't be a dirty girl.
She's not dirty, but she's naughty.
I don't really know what to say to that.
I knew it.
Rhonda!
Honey, don't be fooled with those double D's.
Tom and Deb, shut it off right now.
Roosevelt is hot. The Roosevelt is shut down, and Roosevelt is hot. Bray is upside down. Raw Dog's arms are pounding out. Bray is upside down. Raw Dog's gonna drop her on her head. Going for the upside down. 69. Gonna go in out all night. Roosevelt. Yeah.
Your flow is getting better.
Gonna man.
Keep going.
Ka-chunk. Pumping her upside down against the wall. That things to move. Oh! He shot a load. It's a preload man. He's up at the reload. It all over the town. Don't forget about in school. Then learn some shit. Demanda.com. Gonna shoot loads on the roof. Yeah. Go on, leave it out. Roll back, yo. Come on, down to Roosevelt. In, out.
Show that girl what you're all about. In,
good job.
In,
good job.
Show that girl what you're all about.
We're pumping oil like it's Alberta. Pumping oil all night. Shout out to Saskatchewan.
Busting sweats.
Oh. Busting nuts?
Yeah.
Dude, he's busting nuts. Busting nuts.
Busting nuts and busting sweats.
She's upside down. Do a drop her on her head. Busting nuts all night.
Whoops, was that a lump on her head? Let me take her to the bed.
Because I dropped her?
Let me ice your head, cause you fell on your face after I was eating you out upside down. Oh my, oh, Roosevelt. Chunk, chunk, eating balls. Look out.
Oh, God.
It looks like our schedule is pretty much mapped out for us.
Right? Yeah. I guess so.
Recap. There it is. Flying Beave.
What's going on?
Hey, mate.
I don't feel as bad asking this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Briar sounds like she's a very cool chick and everything, but you know that dude that called in with the strap-on? If you're into that, I don't think Briar's going to be able to handle things for you on that end.
Dirty waffle me.
I'm not into the strap-on thing.
Well, I think you're going to be all right then.
Yep. Just He'll thank your up, lucky stars you're not going out with me tonight, bruh.
I guess so. Man,
look at that. I want a frozen Cholito shoved up my ass. Get it in there a little further, bruh. I love my anal voice.
Yeah.
My name's Jason Ellis, and I'm a huge fan of anal. Sorry. What?
Y'all have a cool time tonight. Have a good time.
Later, blonde.
Thank you.
What was that?
It was... don't... Foxy.
Is that dog food or fucking
Tony.
Phlegm or what the hell are you swallowing?
No.
Oh, God.
You're going to make me throw up.
You need to pump a couple pumps of that sanitizer in your mouth.
Tony.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, Rod Dog, good luck on your date tonight. Y'all have fun. But, hey, before USDA regulations.
What?
Some people are born to suck dick. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I just want to say big ups to fucking Little Raw Dog there, and I'm actually calling from Alberta, Canada.
Sorry.
No worries. I fight professionally for King of the Cage, and I'm fighting for their bantamweight title on March 18th. I've Red Dragons tattooed on my leg. I'm wearing your sweatpants as we speak, and I was just hoping to get a Red Dragons, and good luck on my fight.
It's going to be on TV?
Just the pay-per-view runs a couple weeks later, but yeah, I will be. If I win, man, I'll throw out the Red Dragon Ellis made sign and everything.
You so got to tell me. Cool. Because if you do win that, email us so that we know, so that we can get the audio and we'll play it on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
But best of luck in there, all right, man?
Yeah. Name's Ryan Knish, so everyone wish me good luck.
Oh, Ryan Knish! Good luck to you, sir. Hello, Steve.
It's Cheese. I wanted to give props to Raw Dog, and I wanted to give a shout out to Brian. You know that I'm a truck driver, and when I was up in the Albany Schenectady area, those are some of the nicest people I've met in the entire United States. You two are made for each other. That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Shout out to upstate New York.
All right, if any of you want to learn more about anal, go to...
Ask Samantha Jones.
AskSamanthaJones.com. If you want to know how to hold someone upside down while they're blowing you, go to ts-foxy.com. That's two X's. Or you can just follow her on Twitter, which is at Foxy702. Foxy is always a great competitor who somehow looks more and more attractive as the years go on. How do you do it, Foxy?
I'm on the same bandwagon as you. You eat healthy, work out.
My wife does not hold me upside down
water.
While I'm blowing her.
Well, you have to hold her upside down.
I would do that.
Well, she's little enough. You can just scoop her right up.
Everybody's
like...
little enough for me to do it. I'm a fucking power horse. House.
Horse. House.
Power horse.
I'm a power horse.
Horse. House.
Somebody straps a beer to me. I feel like I need to carry it to another state. Thank you, Breyer, for being on the show and being
Thank
a good
you.
Sport.
Breyer.
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 It's okay.
Who's Breyer?
That's just his accent. Because his accent. Sometimes
no, it's not.
Him.
I wish
it's
I could
okay.
cover myself.
It's fine.
Breyer Tuck.
Yeah.
You don't enjoy anal, but I will.
Sweet.
Tomorrow morning show. We're on in the morning.
Yes, we are.
I've got to go home and go to bed. Maybe a little anal before I pass out. I wonder if my jacuzzi will fuck me. Don't die.